My dear devotees, we have entered into the forest of Vrindavan, and we will see a little. We will try to have a peek into Krishna's cowherd pastimes with his cowherd boyfriends. These pastimes take place regularly in a cycle, so to say. Every morning Krishna wakes up in Nandagram. Every morning his mother comes into his sleeping room to greet him affectionately. Every morning Krishna goes into the Goshala, where he milks the cows and afterwards wrestles for strength with his cowherd boyfriends. Every morning Radharani comes from Vashana and enters the kitchen in Nandagram to cook the breakfast for Krishna. And Krishna watches Radharani cooking. In this way, a series of pastimes takes place throughout the 24 hours of the day. These pastimes are there for Krishna's pleasure. Lila means Lila. It doesn't serve a goal other than pleasure, the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. In the whole spiritual world, my dear devotees, people are differently motivated than us, who always do something to attain something else. No? We eat so that our hunger is satisfied. We make plans so that our ideas can be realized. This is the place of karma, when action is done in order to have a particular effect. But in the spiritual world, everything is play. Every step is a dance. And the constant companion, that means what you can always hear, is the flute of Krishna. You hear that flute when you are in the Nandagram area. You hear the flute in Govardhan, in Vashana, at the Yamuna. And this flute sound is Krishna's way to communicate to his various devotees his messages of love. In the spiritual world, there is no feeling of lack, no feeling of sadness. And if there is something that looks like lack or sadness, it is all ecstasy. So today, we will enter into a particular pastime of Krishna, which teaches us something about kirtan. When Krishna entered the Puganda age, that's the age between 6 and 10 years, the cowherd men allowed him for the first time to take the cows out. Before that time, Krishna did not herd cows. What Krishna did is he herded calves. The calves are always near the houses of the cowherd men and near their mothers. They don't go very far away from the village. So when Krishna was given the task of herding calves, what this meant was he also should not go far away from the village. Mother Yashoda could have any moment looked after him if everything was all right, because in Yashoda's words, there is one mistake in Krishna. Yashoda expressed this to her friend, "My little boy does not know his natural limitations. He always goes beyond it. Sometimes he shows a universe in his mouth. That's not natural for a little boy." At other times, Krishna swallows a fire. That is not what boys do. That is what grown-up acrobats do, but not my boy doesn't know his natural limits, and therefore he might get into danger. So, but now Krishna was a little older. He had turned 6 years and then 7 years, and he walked through the forests and the meadows to graze the cows. They went far away from Vrindavan. And as the cows went far away, they pranced around. It means they walked with pride. They were raising their tails in the air, and the cowherd boys were dancing all the way and also playing on their flutes. Their arms were raised in the air, and did you know that they looked so wonderful that the devatas were enticed? Some of the cowherd boys had hair which went like this, like our friends from the Jewish community. Others had tzikas. Some had golden complexion bodies, but some were green. And while they were herding the cows, they would imitate the voices of the cows. Yes. They were very creative and moving like cows. They were throwing balls back and forth. They did all kinds of things. But the devatas, they knew these cowherd boys were more exalted than great yogis, because it's not so easy to join the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his walks through the forests of the playground, his playground Vrindavan. Sometimes many lifetimes are required in order to come to that level. The devatas therefore showered flowers down. They came raining down, and when the cowherd boys saw these flowers which had fallen on the ground, they themselves gathered the flowers and threw them into the air while loudly shouting, "Jai! Jai!
Jai! Jai!"
Yes, yes. The preferred instruments of the cowherd boys were buffalo horns, with different, they have not just one sound, and of course flutes. My dear devotees, there were so many cows that the earth was trembling as the hooves went through their on the earth. How did the forest look like? Yes, apparently there are seasons in Vrindavan, like winter season, spring season, summer season, and autumn season, and two seasons in between. But the real features of the forest is always like in one season. That is spring. It's always spring means new fruits, new shoots. These are the end of the twigs. Spring means cool breezes, never cold or very hot. Spring is always very, very joyful. It is full of energy and promise and hope and renewal and all these items, all these things are always there in the forest of Vrindavan. There were date trees, blackberries, flowers came down, not grew on the creepers, and there was wonderful food for the cows. The grasses were so juicy and fresh. The cows began to walk very slowly because very quickly the milk accumulated in their udders, and their udders were absolutely heavy. But when Krishna would call them by their names, these same cows would gallop forward, running to him. Sometimes some of these cows behaved like young bhaktas. Young bhaktas always want to be recognized. Oh, so and so. Oh, so and so. And it was like this with the cows. When Krishna would call the cows together, they would not all come. Some cows would hide somewhere behind a bush, waiting. Krishna should call my name only. And then when Krishna called, Dhavali!
Dhavali!
Hansi!
Hansi!
They only would smile. Yes, cows can smile. And they would run in order to join Lord Krishna's.
Yes.
Whenever the cows ran to Krishna, their udders would drip milk
out of affection.
Krishna himself appreciated awe of the forest like anything. Sometimes he would stop, and according to Vrindavan Mahimamrita, he would say, look, look, can you see that jackfruit tree? And he would point out to his friends a particular jackfruit tree who had produced particularly tasty jackfruits. Krishna had a mind to affectionately greet all the residents of the Vrindavan cow. There's a beautiful but heart-rendering song of Srimati Radharani when Krishna had left Vrindavan for Mathura. Radharani had said to one messenger, tell your Yasyam in Mathura about the plant that he and me planted together. I will not live much longer. Soon this useless life, which could not give pleasure to him, will leave this body. At that time, carry me under the shade of a tamal tree, which has the color of my siam. Then go down to the banks of the Yamuna. Take some soft sand from there and write Siam, Siam, Siam all over my body. From this, my dear devotees, it is easy to see how the forest of Vrindavan was related directly to Radha and Krishna for their pleasures. So Krishna knew all the plants and all the trees, and just like he knew all the 900,000 cows which he herded, what to speak of the other cows from the cowherd boys by name. So he would say to his cowherd boyfriends, "Look at the trees over there. They are shedding tears in the form of sweet honey that drips down. Look at those caves over there. They can speak to us." And all the cowherd boys ran to the caves and shouted loudly words into the caves. And then the echo would come and they would say, "Ah, they're speaking like Syam has said." Now the Shukadev Goswami describes a particularly sweet scene which is absolutely necessary for us to hear who want to engage in kirtan. Sometimes after walking for a long time, Krishna would feel tired and lay down to rest. At that time, the cowherd boys surrounded him. They all had one thought in their mind: "May Krishna rest his head on my lap only. My lap is most suited for his head to lie down because it is very soft and very stable." Now, unknown to the other cowherd boys, Krishna would expand himself in as many forms as there were cowherd boys, and he rested his head, his unlimited heads. No, it's one head that is expanded unlimitedly on all the laps of the unlimited cowherd boys. Does this remind you of something? Yes, Krishna's divine rasa dance, where he expanded himself into as many forms as there were gopis and danced with each one, wiped the perspiration from each of the heads of the gopis and arranged their hair. Yes, in the same way, Krishna expanded himself, and they all had not just offered their lap, they had made a little soft flower bed for Krishna, where they had taken the softest of flowers and the newest and sprightly sprouts of the trees and made, you know, a surface to lie down on, and at the end they would sit with their lap for Krishna to rest his head on. Some cowherd boys took the opportunity to expertly fan Krishna. How do you expertly fan? Listen carefully, because hopefully one day all of us will have the chance to expertly fan. At least we can start at the Arctic. The fans in the forest are banana leaves, and they have sprinkled a little Yamuna water on it. So now the air breeze, which is created by the fan, is very cooling for Krishna's body. After all, his body is a little warm or hot due to the walking behind the cows. As the Lord was lying down, two things happened. The cowherd boys started to sing his glories in beautiful tunes, which Shukadev Goswami describes. And the second thing which happened, Krishna, like an expert magician who does not want to see others what he's doing, concealed or hid his opulences as a Supreme Personality of Godhead by his Yoga Maya Shakti. And he acted just like an ordinary village boy. In the company of other village friends and village animals. But sometimes, Shukadev Goswami describes, he exhibited feats that only God could perform. These feats are called Isha Cheshtitaha. Can you please, my dear devotees, who are drenched in the mood of loving devotional service, or at least looking in that direction, give me a few examples of Isha Cheshtitaha, where Krishna did not act like a village boy, but did things which no village boy can do. Will please call out, I cannot see so the
showing universe.
Showing the universes in his mouth. Wow. You have observed correctly. Others? Lifting Giriraj. Who can lift Giriraj? We hear Giriraj at that time was as high so that his shadow fell all the way to Mathura. Gaga Samhita says, this is a real mountain. What else?
Swallowing
a forest fire. Then?
Killing
Putana and other demons. Kaliya Damana Leela, someone said. Yes. So you can see Krishna sometimes did Isha Cheshtita. But what we will hear today is something else. Yes, he expanded himself, but no one could see it. No one. Only Shukadev Goswami talks about this. At that time, the cowherd boys started to sing. And by hearing how they sang, by what regulations they sang, we will understand what is the standard of loving kirtan. Are you interested in this?
Yes.
Good. So please repeat after me the Sanskrit shloka. Anyetat anurupani,
Anyetat anurupani,
Manogyani
mahatmana, Manogyani mahatmana,
Gayanti sma maharaja,
Gayanti sma maharaja,
Sneha klina diyashanai, My dear king, other boys would sing enchanting songs appropriate to the occasion. And while they were singing, their hearts would melt with affection. Let us go through each one of these four items. Let us start with Sneha Klinadiya, with a heart melted from love. My dear devotees, we have heard in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna appreciates only the love in our offering. No, he says. He says a verse which is repeated verbatim in the Bhagavatam, where Sudama Vipras offering of what? Broken rice is described. It is, please help me, the Bhagavad Gita verse. Padram pushpam se phalantoyam yo me bhakta payasati tad bhaktya haritam ashnami prayatatmana. It says, if one offers me with bhakti, a leaf, fruit, some water, a flower, I will accept it when it's done with bhakti. Did you know that sometimes Krishna, when a plate is offered to him with great love, even eats the flower? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has said, because he's interested in the love. After Sudama Vipra had offered Krishna this broken, we like to say, sweat rice, because he carried it under his armpit, which was wet from walking, you know. After he had offered the Lord this not so good rice, and the Lord had eaten some, Rukmini had forbidden him to eat the whole, Krishna thought to himself, again my devotee has outdone me. Because I will give Sudama a palace in return. But my offering of a palace is small in comparison with Sudama Vipra's offering of this broken rice. See Krishna's logic. Sudama Vipra gave me something which was not within his means. He had to beg for it. But I give a palace. I can give thousands of palaces. Everything belongs to me. For me, it's not difficult to give him anything. For him, it was super difficult because it was not his. He had to go to a neighbor. And again, my devotee has shown greater love than I can show. This is how Krishna is marking the love in the offering more than the apparent quality of the offering itself. Therefore, the cowherd boys, Sneha Klina Diya, sang their kirtan with a heart melted from love. And this is the most important aspect of good kirtan. It should come from a heart that is filled with devotion for Krishna and deep affection. The symptom of such a heart is that it is klina. Klina means not hard, but it is melted, it is soft due to that affection. Such a feeling, a devotional feeling, is called in Sanskrit bhava, no? With long A. In fact, real kirtan or real poetry or real speaking about Krishna is only pleasing to Krishna when it is done with love and affection for him. Today, some of us were looking at Holi done in the Braj style. This festival is not about throwing colors. It is a festival of giving love to Krishna, helping the divine couple in their, or is helping is not the way, they don't need help, offering something to the divine couple for their pleasure with a soft heart. That is to be observed in each and every devotional offering, whether you cook, whether you sing, whether you act out a drama, whether you go out in the ice cold storms in North Germany to distribute a Bhagavad Gita to someone. If you do that with the love in the heart for either your spiritual master or Krishna, wow, Krishna's heart also responds to this. My dear devotees, when there is kirtan, it is not so important to sing nicely and to play the instruments nicely as it is to offer it in with bhava. But someone who has a feeling he wants to offer Krishna a kirtan with bhava, he will learn to play nicely the kartals. He wants to offer Krishna the best Madanga playing, the best harmonium playing, the best of voices. But if you should decide what is more important, then the scale would weigh a little bit more down on the side of devotional feelings than on musical expertise. This was proved about 700 meters from here. There is the Gopal Mandir, Naji Mandir. No? When Gopal was still present there, now he is in Natadwar for security reasons. When he was still present, there was a guard, a pikeman who was carrying a lance called Paita. Paita. As far as I remember, his name starts with P. And he would sing throughout the night songs to Gopal. Gopal, 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 Jayananda Yashoda Gopal, Girivarada Hari Gopal,
Jayananda Yashoda Gopal,
Jayananda Yashoda Gopal, Girivaradhari Gopal,
Gopal,
Gopal, Gopal, Gopal, Gopal, Gopal, Gopal, Gopal, Gopal,
Dayananda Yashoda Gopal Girivara Hari Gopal Dayananda Yashoda Gula Actually, it's Dulal, Jayananda Yashoda Dulal, but Piper make often such mistakes. Jayananda Yashoda Dulal, Jayananda Yashoda Dulal. Oh, Gopal, 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 Gopal. Paita's voice was not good. It was much better than mine, but Paita's feeling of rhythm was not good. Paita was often very drowsy and sleepy because all night he had to be awake to guard Gopal's temple. Paita came from a very rough background. He was a fighter. But he loved Gopal. Once, Govinda Swami, who's one of the eight jewels of the Vallabha Sampradaya, came to give a concert. And he was singing like an angel, samraga, where the modulation of the voice is important, and it gave a beautiful concert. It sounded a little like our Smita Krishna will sing, just to give you an idea of what is this special singing.
Oh,
kirtan, there was raga. There were rhythmic cycles called tala. There were special notes called swara. There were embellishments, gamaka. There were a particular class of melodies which is known as jati. There was improvised variations, tana. And then there were Vedic systems of melodies like grama. We can see when Gauranga Darshan chants shlokas, some of them his very expert singing Sam have a certain Vedic part, Vedic time, very, very impressive. But Paita would just call out his heart. So after this concert of Govinda Swami, Govinda Swami comes out. It's already a little late. Paita is already standing at the gate and sings his broken songs with broken voices. Govinda Swami said, "Hey, hey, lens bearer. You bear your lens, I bear the ragas." How will Nachi sleep with your broken voice and no tala is there, no gamanas, no swara? Do you know what this is? Oh, sorry, no, I don't know. Ida, don't disturb the Lord in the night with your howling like a jackal. Paita was heartbroken. He went in the morning into the bed, and next night he was not there. He had sent his son with a lance. Paita could not go. His heart was broken. Govinda Swami, one of the eight jewels of their sampradaya, had forbidden him to sing because, yes, he was so right. His singing was disturbing. And the morning of that second night, the pujari came to wake the deities and saw the eyes were all red. He asked, your eyes are so red. He was a son of Vital Nath. He was an exalted Vaishnav. And the Lord would speak to him. Yes, my eyes are red. Why are your eyes red? I could not sleep the entire night. Oh, this is a great problem. Why do you think you couldn't fall asleep and maintain good sleep? It's so important. The music was not there to put me to sleep. I am accustomed to hear my devotee Paita sing. He sings with so much devotion. I feel so cared and loved and sleep so nicely. When he falls asleep and stops to sing, I wake up. Someone must go down. Govinda Swami sings also very nice. But Paita's devotion, oh Baba, first class. Govinda Swami, second class. So they found Paita and then they told him, "You must sing in the night." Paita thought it was a bad joke because he knew his voice was broken and his melody was not good and so on. But they convinced him. And from that day on, as long as Paita was there, he would stand guard and sing all night to either keep himself awake or spend the time. You know, when you're alone in the night, the whole night, you have to do something to keep your spirits awake. So this is the first quality. Sneha Klinadiya. Please repeat. Sneha Klinadiya. With a heart melted from love. The second was Managyani. These cowherd boys sang attractive to the mind. And yes, here there is the proper melody, the raga, the proper tala. They are all connected, talas and ragas, with deep parts of the psyche, the mood, the inner feelings. When you know raga, it means also color, then you can express such deep feelings, so wonderful that stones will melt. It's a great art taught in the classic musical systems, and all singers for the Lord who want, they should also learn how to sing nice melodies. This third quality is tat anurupani, appropriate for the occasion. Everything about Krishna, down to the smallest detail, is very, very nicely designed. For instance, once when Krishna was sitting on a rock in the forest of Vrindavan, a breeze came, and the breeze lifted his dhoti a little bit, so that his beautiful leg was exposed to the cowherd boys. Each part of Krishna is so very beautiful. So when the cowherd boys saw this most beautiful leg, which was not covered entirely with the dhoti, one cowherd boy sang a song about Krishna's leg. So their song was appropriate for the occasion. No? Also, we do know that Srila Prabhupada was very observative of the right melodies. For instance, in the Mangal Aarti, he insisted that the morning melody, this is how we began to call it, it's a certain raga, is sung. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All of us, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Sorry, my dear devotees, this was not the evening melody. Therefore, it didn't sound so nice. It was not appropriate to the occasion. Sorry, I have sung the wrong melody for the wrong time. But there is a melody for the evening, which we hope, Gokrishna and myself, we hope to sing it to you, Gokrishna. Not now, in the end. You know? Yes. So whether it is Leela Kirtan, that is Kirtan
which glorifies the pastimes of Krishna, like this kirtan of the coward boy who made a beautiful kirtan about the wind which exposed Krishna's most beautiful leg. Or it is Naam Kirtan, which mostly we do. It should be sung in ragas suitable for the time of the day. And the Sanskrit word for this is Tat Anurupani.
Tat Anurupani.
Yes, appropriate for the occasion. Finally, and this is something which I believe is automatically done correctly by many devotees, the kirtan should be shanai. Shanai means it should build up gradually, both in mood, in intensity, you could call, or in devotion is better word, and in speed, no? In good kirtan, the enthusiasm, in other words, should build up by the force of what? The devotion, yes, emotion. It should not be just a musical, okay, go fast like a locomotive, and so on. If I would give this lecture for kirtan leaders, I would go more into detail here, but because most of you are expert kirtan singers, I will not go too much. So, tempo should never run ahead of the devotional feelings and enthusiasm. Tempo, in other words, and intensity, that means also loudness and certain accentuation of the karatals and the midanga, they are built on the increasing devotional feeling, and that is shanai, or slowly building up kirtan. You can now imagine something or understand something about the non-stop kirtan of the cowherd boys. They would always sing, they would always dance, they would always glorify about Krishna. Even when the hair fell in a beautiful way by Krishna, Krishna's hair, they would sing and make a kirtan out of it. Kirtan is a very intrinsic part of life in the spiritual world. So we have three elements for good kirtan. All these elements are in there. Raga,
raga.
Melody, it should be appropriate. Tala, the rhythm, yes, this is rhythm that should build up slowly. And finally, bhava. Yes, devotional feelings. When you do kirtan, do Bharata kirtan. Ba stands for bhava, ra stands for raga, and ta for tala. Yes, then you are all right. Or if you are simple, sing for Krishna. Sing for Krishna by using your body, your mind, it should be focused on it, and your heart. Yes, you know already everything. The verse which we were looking at today can be found in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, 15th chapter, verse number 18. We will sing for a moment the evening raga. you will recognize it. And then we will end this beautiful katha. Oops, it's already time. Just very quickly, Beethoven. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Rama, 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 Hare, Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Please sing with a little bit more Baba. That means for Krishna.
Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Devotees. Lord Krishna was so pleased by the kirtan of the cowherd boys, which were sung with a heart melted from love, attractive to the mind, appropriate for the occasion, and slowly building up gradually. When Krishna is pleased with the devotee, Krishna smiles. Srila Prabhupada has written about, he has spoken about this smile of the Lord. When a devotee with all his heart and soul serves Krishna, dresses him, and gives him a flower, Krishna smiles. If you can get Krishna to smile upon you just once, your life's goal is fulfilled. Because this is so beautiful, let us hear it again. When a devotee, with all his heart and soul, serves Krishna, dresses him, and gives him a flower, Krishna smiles. This is pujari seva, no? But it holds true to all services that are done with heart and soul. If you can get Krishna to smile upon you just once, your life's goal is fulfilled. Hare Krishna. We think for a moment about this. Perhaps this is the idea, one of the ideas of our Sharanagati retreat. To understand that when we surrender to Krishna, do His will, serve Him according to His likings, then Krishna is pleased with us. Krishna is like a mother, even before the child can reciprocate. The mother will like the love the child, no? Even when the child is still under the heart of the mother in the womb, the mother will speak, "Oh, my little one, soon I will see you and you will see your mother." When the child comes out, he's so helpless and dependent. He cannot speak many words, but still the mother loves the child. But then when the child grows up and can give pleasure to the mother by acting according to what the mother has planned for the child, a good life, then the mother may even have a still greater appreciation. But the Lord loves us no matter how we are, no matter that we are still imperfect and so on. But let us be, now we are human beings, we have grown up a little. Let us try our best to satisfy the Lord, and He will surely reciprocate. Hare Krishna. So this was the kirtan of the cowherd boys. Quite instructive, isn't it? Please do read, make this note on your, so that you can read it for reference, so that your kirtan is, you're becoming more absorbed in the kirtan. What was it? 10, 15, 18, no? 10, 15, 18. And I thought it was very appropriate. We started our Lila Katha with Haridas Thakur, then we went to the evening aarti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Gaura Lila. Now we have slowly entered Krishna Lila in the Sakya Ras. Lila Katha remains, and that will be the first meeting of Radha and Krishna. Will be very, very appropriate to this location. I want to thank you very much. This was again a complete day in our Govardhan retreat. Tomorrow there is the same schedule as earlier. The Katas, hope there are always many, many surprises by Gauranga Darshan and so on. So Gauranga Darshan will give the morning Bhagavatam class, and I will be in the Govardhan Valley, and then in the afternoon again there's Gauranga Darshan, and myself will do the Lila Katha. It was a pleasure for us to serve you so far, and now we are going into the last section of our retreat. I really want to remind you, take some personal reflection time. The days go so fast, but please take some personal reflection time. Review your notes if you have taken any, or just think about what goes on, because after the retreat you it would be nice if you can be even more uplifted in your consciousness than you are already. Good. I think I'm looking here. No, Prashanta is not so well. She has done so much seva and is little fragile in health. I think I said everything. What you need to know now is Giriraj's dining hall is opening its portals for you. Tomorrow, again, a guided japa session will be there at 5 o'clock, or from 5 o'clock onwards, and then the morning Bhagavatam class. I thank you all very much. Have a wonderful evening, and Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And yeah, one thing I should really say, Achindya Krishna, would you like to just come for 1 minute here? Please just come, stay. He is a wonderful devotee. He's my personal friend. Please, they should see you. This is Achindya Krishna, Prabhu. No. He is a genius, inconceivable Achindya Krishna. He is the under his spiritual master, His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj. He is presently engaged in the service of manifesting this Rup Seva Kunj, which some of you have seen. If you have not yet seen it, you must go there. It is wonderful. And he lives on the other side of Giriraj, so he has come with his orchestra today. Did you appreciate it?
Bravo,
very Hare Krishna. Good. So yes, I don't see so clearly Gauranga Darshan. Perhaps you're there. Good. So Giriraj dining hall or whatever, you or stay here or whatever, but the program has reached its natural conclusion. Hare Krishna.